This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
Now, joining us on a very important story, the story that we like to talk about is marriage equality. Joining us now is the Director of Australian Marriage Equality, Tim Pappard. Hey, Tim, how are you doing?
Hello, people. How are you?
So well.
We are very excited to have you here.
Oh, thanks very much. And I'm excited to be here as well.
You're doing such important things. Now, obviously, this is a very personal show for me because I recently got engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
To my female partner. And we can't get married. And we've decided...
Not in Australia.
No, not in Australia. So we've decided to hold off until... marriage equality happen.
Oh, I think that's a good idea, but I'm hoping it will happen this year, but don't hold me to it because it depends upon the people in federal parliament.
Oh, them. Mm.
Them, that's right, yes.
People.
So we can have a little chat about that a bit later on, but it's congratulations.
Thank you.
And don't spend your hard-earned dollars in New Zealand getting married. Wait and have it done here.
Oh, we will, definitely.
But isn't it bizarre to think that I can, like a fella, fall in love with a fella, live my life with a fella, grow old with a fella, but the government, the politician makes a decision about whether my love is real.
Well, that's correct. But look, we are on a journey for that to happen, and it will happen soon. We're just hoping it'll happen very soon.
So what needs to happen for it to be soon?
Well,
what can we do to help?
We need the National and Liberal parties to agree upon a free vote for their parliamentary members of parliament, and then if they allow a free vote, we're confident that we have the numbers in both the House of Reps and the Senate with the Labor and Greens and Independents for the marriage equality to pass both houses.
Oh, so just that.
That's all. Nothing much.
Well, we have so many more questions to ask you.
We still need Joy.
We still need Joy.
We still need Joy.
We still need Joy.
We still need Joy because I never want to have to tell anyone it gets better. It just should be better.
Please support Joy because less than 30% of bisexuals will ever come out to their family and friends.
And only about 11% of male bisexuals come out.
We need your support. We do need your membership. We need your money. So please, keep us on air. As you know, you really do love us.
Happy Radiothon. Happy Radiothon.
We still need Joy.
Joy 94.9.
Your voice, your radio station.
The main event. Extra, extra. I'm in love and I want to thank my lucky stars above if only the federal government would let me get married.
Very good segue.
And that is why we still need Joy. Now, Tim Pappard from Australian Marriage Equality. You're still with us?
I'm absolutely still with us and I love that song. And actually, marriage equality is important for Babs because she's got a gay son. Mm. And she said she's looking forward to the time that he gets married. Well, in America he can, but here in Australia we are not able to yet. So that's why this topic is highly important.
And I saw that in America recently they did a survey and they found that since marriage equality became legal, they've done a survey recently and they found that public sentiment towards marriage equality has actually improved over the last 12 months or so.
Oh, indeed. And not just in America, in a whole lot of you in England, in Ireland, in France, that the sky doesn't fall in.
No.
Mm. And also people can see that the ceremony and how much love and affection's there for the people who want to get their relationship recognised to be the same as their siblings and friends and allies and everything. And there've even been many, there was English MPs who said, oh, I voted against at the time, but now I realise it was silly. I should have voted for it.
Right, yeah.
Of course it was silly.
And of course, recently in Perth, we saw Alan Joyce, the CEO of Qantas, an out gay man, at a public speaking engagement, had a member of the public throw a pie in his face.
Now, that's actually very interesting and very topical for tomorrow for Ida Hobbit Day.
Well, exactly,
because it was very insulting that Alan Joyce was hit with a pie. But, I mean, that's a pure case of homophobia. And how, and for regular straight people, and in fact a whole lot of business leaders there at that promotion of the new Qantas flight, they're unfamiliar with the minor little continuing acts of homophobia that we all get used to. If you have a rainbow sticker on your car, you might get a smashed window. Yeah. If you, you know, if you're outside a pub on a Sunday night and a car of hoons drive past and scream a F-bomb or something at you.
That's right. So it's not just about marriage equality is important, but it's these other ramifications. It's that social standing, that social acceptance of our relationships and us as equal people.
And that's right. And that's why it's very good that Alan Joyce will be pressing charges.
And banning him from ever flying Qantas again. He's going to be flying on a cut price. If he
Oh,
to
yes. Tiger Airlines for him.
I know. Don't mess with Alan Joyce.
Not going to be airborne for a while.
But Alan Joyce is a great supporter of marriage equality.
A number of corporations are.
Oh, indeed. Mm. Qantas. Now, can I refer our listeners here to... I'm a director of Australian Marriage Equality. We have joined with Australians for Equality in a joint campaign called the Equality Campaign at equalitycampaign.org.au. And I'd like to refer people to that website. Mm-hmm. It shows the promo we've got of our logo with the map of Australia with the states all different rainbow colours with equality all over it. And the good news is we didn't forget Tasmania. So that's very, very good. And I'd like to refer to people to that because basically we show examples of real people. We've got a cowboy pair of farmers in Lismore, two guys who are got a farm up there. We've got mothers and sons. We've got a whole range of different people. And it's basically it's about fairness. In Australia, Australia's the land of the fair go. And extending civil marriage to all Australians ensures our laws reflect our shared value of fairness for all, and every Australian should have the same opportunities for love and commitment in their life.
And Tim, I'm wondering, with Joy, do you think by having this platform for us to share our stories and our voices, do you think that helps people understand the fair go, that we are people?
Oh, indeed.
And we're not to be scared.
And Joy itself, in its broad range of programs with different emphasis and different groups of people having, there's trans shows, there's people for bi, there's young, there's older, there's people who are into a range of, not just ranges of music, but ranges of interests.
There are even people who like folk music.
I've even heard of people liking country, which I can't understand.
It's all about a call.
Hey, Katie. Hey, Chris. Love your shows.
That's right. But Joy is a huge asset for Australia, not just Victoria, Melbourne, but for Australia, because now people can hear it online and through their computers that it is fantastic. And also, too, we're getting renewal of memberships and new memberships from all over Australia.
Absolutely. That's it's not cheap to run Joy either. Because marriage equality is so important. Thank you, Tim Pappard, for joining us.
My pleasure.
More
and can I briefly just say, ask people, go to our website, equalitycampaign.org.au, and if you can, please write a letter to your local MP saying why it's very important for you that marriage equality is allowed and that the government allows a free vote for marriage equality.
Absolutely. And we still need Joy.
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 Peter Hitchener, please support the Radiothon. Donate or renew your membership or join up if you haven't done so.
Please support Joy because it is very important that we still have a community voice to speak for us as a community.
We need Joy because of homophobia.
Please support Joy because queer people need a platform to have a say and to celebrate their community.
Happy Radiothon.
Happy Radiothon.
We still need Joy.
Joy 94.9.
Your voice, your radio station.
You're with Rach and Dean with Jackson in the back for the drive home.
We have the amazing Alex from The Big Smoke joining us on the line now. Hey, Alex, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We are great. Now, obviously, it is Radiothon time here at Joy and we are discussing marriage equality. So what is the big news happening over at The Big Smoke?
So we've had a few people talk about marriage equality from their own personal perspective. And I really find it interesting when people who have spent the last 50 or 60 years of their life trying to marry the person that they love and they haven't been able to write pieces. So we actually had a very interesting article recently by a lady who, you know, she's been with her partner for 31 years. They can't get married. And that she wrote about the idea of being one of the only couples in her social circle that can't make a choice that comes with dignity, respect and validation. So it's really important for me when we listen to the facts around marriage equality and what's happening from a government perspective or a legal perspective to actually then unpack the stories of the people around us.
Yeah, it's hugely important for us. Recently, so the reason why we've themed our show today on marriage equality is I got engaged to my partner, who is a female, and we... Yeah, thank you. Now I'm losing my voice. Up.
She's getting very emotional.
It's a lovely ring, I got to say. It's a lovely ring.
Thanks, guys. So lovely. It's important having, like, big... I don't want to call you a corporation. Big businesses such as The Big Smoke who talk about social issues to be talking about things like marriage equality. So personally, like from myself, I want to say thank you and thank you as a CEO for coming on our show and speaking to us about it today. It's really important to have everyone's voice is heard in this matter.
I mean, I'm embarrassed that we even have to have this conversation.
Exactly.
It's a hidden agenda. It's like, no, just want to marry the person I love.
And that's why we still need joy.
It's pretty straightforward. You know, one of the things I also like about The Big Smoke is that we have a lot of people who have different backgrounds talking about this. We had a guy who's actually a Christian religious pastor, and he actually wrote a really interesting opinion article about why religion should support same-sex marriage. And so it's really crucial to have all of these conversations happening so that we kind of get a more nuanced understanding as opposed to the, well, you know, I believe this, so therefore I can't accept that. And, you know, it really blows out of the water old school ideas that are just not valid anymore.
Absolutely. I think there's something powerful about sharing your personal stories. It educates, it informs, it raises awareness. And I think it's so important that we have a platform to share those stories.
Really? Absolutely.
So thanks for your time, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
No problem.
Talk to you again next week.
Here with Rach and Dean with Jackson in the back for the drive home on this Tuesday evening. It's 2 minutes to six. We've got Tess coming up with the news at six. But before we do that, we want to have a bit of a quick chat to Pete, our podcaster.
Pete the podcaster!
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Now, Pete, we're talking about marriage equality and why we still need joy. Now, tell us your story of your Pete the podcaster's Tim podcaster partner.
Yeah, a lot of peas in that.
I know.
Well, Tim and myself, we met about 18 years ago.
18?
So we've been together 18 years and it's...
Congratulations.
We think it's not very good that we can't get married.
Yeah. Now, where did you meet?
We're both motorcyclists and we met through the Gay Motorcycle Club in Melbourne.
Is that right?
Yeah. And we named the time that we met as... having goo-goo eyes at each other in a service station of all things.
I think I saw that movie once, but I don't think I saw that on air.
Out near the motorway, we were standing there and we were both on our bikes and we go, oh, we're interested.
Well, you pulled the helmet off slowly and tussled your hair around.
Yeah, all that.
So you know who McDoohan is?
Of course I know who McDoohan is.
Explain to people who know what the prize is all about. So Mick, he's a big deal, yeah?
He's a 5-time world champion in MotoGP, yeah.
We're giving away a prize to greet him.
Yeah, if I was going to win a prize for my renewal of my membership, which is going in today, it would be that one.
So you are going to renew your membership tonight?
Definitely.
So you're going to...
Yeah. Joy! Joy 94.9 has a huge range of programs available for podcast. In fact, Joy is one of the largest podcasting communities on community radio. If you haven't checked out our podcasting service, you're missing out. Visit joy.org.au, click on the podcast tab and you'll find a list of Joy programs regularly sharing the best interviews, news and reviews. There's tens of thousands of hours for you to enjoy, so check it out now, joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.